Hey, St. Louis, Eddie McVay here from Bomber O'Brien's, inviting you to watch college football Saturdays and NFL Sundays at Bomber's. Flat screens are throughout the bar, as well as Golden Tee, Buck Hunter, Silver Strike, and dart boards. If you're hungry and thirsty, we have burgers, wings, pizza, salads, as well as great drink specials. So, come see us at Bomber O'Brien's. If you find a fat owner at the end of the bar, he will probably buy you a drink. Bomber O'Brien's at the corner of South Kings Highway and Beck, one block north of Chippewa.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Here on the Afternoon Drive, Bomber O'Brien's is where we are. H and I starting the show tomorrow from 2 to 4. We will be down at the kitchen sink. Usually, the kitchen sink is our Wednesday home. Today, our home is Bomber O'Brien's for the radio show. The final Afternoon Drive show from 3 to 6 as we move to 2 to 4 tomorrow when we make the change over to 590. So come on down to Bomber O'Brien's. Register for your chance to win either Bud Bash tickets for next Tuesday, the following Tuesday, September 13th game, as the Cardinals will have the two-hour pre-party before the game, free Bud Light, Budweiser before the first pitch, and a Jim Edmonds bobblehead, along with your chance to get a Jim Edmonds autograph as well. Along with that, you have also a chance to upgrade your Lou Fest tickets. So you could upgrade those, a $350 value to get the tickets to both Saturday and Sunday. You have the chance to get free beer, wine, food, and specialty libations both days, along with a VIP viewing stage and access into the exclusive area, along with the Lou Fest VIP lounge. So that is what we have for you today. Come on down and register here at Bomber O'Brien's, where we will be till 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up on the show, Rennie Knott will jump on with us at around 4:10. Jay Jr. around 4:30, 4:40-ish, whenever that segment starts. Jay will jump on with us then. And working on who will join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So that's what we have for you. Our final show here today before tomorrow starts. By the way, just a quick programming note. Tomorrow, the first Triple Threat show, we will have Dick Vermeil on the show, 2:30. So H set that one up. So the old coach will be on for that. Speaking of old coaches, Hoff, I don't know if you saw, I guess Steve Spurrier was on Fox News today. I don't know why he was on Fox News today, but they had Steve Spurrier on. Did you see what they called, what Fox News called Steve Spurrier?
It was not, it was like, gosh, it wasn't his nickname. They got it wrong, wasn't it?
They called him the head game coach.
Nope, that's wrong. What game, Joe? Did they specify what game he's the head coach of?
That's not even close. The head game coach, not the old ball coach. The head game coach.
Coming up next on Fox News, the good one, Wayne Gretzky.
No, at least you got one of those right. At least you got one of the words right. That would be like calling Wayne Gretzky, the good player, Wayne Gretzky.
Professor J, Professor J, Julius Erving joining us here on Fox News.
Like, is there any, can we assign that nickname now to somebody? Can we give somebody that name now? Like, I don't know. I mean, Will Muschamp, the new coach of South Carolina, can we start calling him that? Because he's replacing the old ball coach.
Should the head game coach, though, be like, because Muschamp is crazy. I'm trying to think of like a very boring and generic coach who might warrant such a title. Because head game coach is very bland.
I mean, old ball coach wasn't that exciting of a nickname.
The old ball coach.
So I don't think you could really say that. But I'm going to start calling Will Muschamp the head game coach. Mizzou has them early in the season, right? Fairly early in the season. That's what started. We'll start having Dave Matter on too on Thursday. So Dave Matter will be our Thursday guest as the football season kicks off. Talk to him about all things Mizzou as they happen. I saw today that you talk about the bad news that Mizzou has. I don't know if you saw this earlier. Dave Matter tweeting out that there was an arrest made to an athlete on campus. I guess a Mizzou gymnast has been suspended by the team. She was arrested on suspicion of fraudulent use of a credit device.
Oof.
Fraudulent use of a credit device. Doesn't really tell you exactly what that is, but it still is a little fishy. It didn't happen to me, but my senior year, one of my roommates was dating a soccer player, and his girlfriend and her two hot twin soccer player roommates lived right across the street from us. And the girls, the hot twins, I guess, were from Minnesota.
Oh.
So they came all the way from Minnesota all the way down to Macomb, Illinois to play soccer and be hot twins.
Was one hotter than the other, Jim?
No.
Okay.
No. They weren't. You could tell them apart. Like, you could tell them. I mean, after you got to know them, you could tell who was who. But you could tell, you know, they were both equally, I guess, hot. I don't know. If I had a choice, I think I could tell you which one I would pick over the other. Like, if they both came up to me and were like, hey, one of us would like to date you. Which one? Like, I'd know which one I would pick. Even though I do think they looked exactly alike, as weird as that may sound. So one day, our roommate's girlfriend just starts moving all of her stuff into our house. And we're thinking, what in the world's going on here? And our roommate was just like, oh, she got into a fight with her roommate. She's just going to stay here for a while. We're like, whatever, man. Like, cool. That's your room. Do whatever you need. And come to find out, going across the street to the hot twins and asking them what was up, I guess the entire semester, she had been taking their credit cards out of their purses and going to, like, Walmart.
Nope.
Or to the grocery store and buying stuff.
Nope.
With their credit cards.
Nope, not cool.
Knowing that, you know, it was their dad's credit card or whatnot, and they lived in Minnesota, and there weren't going to be, like, questions asked about, oh, why you spending your $150 at Walmart? So come to find out that she had been doing that for an entire semester. Needless to say, it was not. I started locking my door in my room for the remainder of the school year. Jerry Tanner, sponsor of our This Day in History, will be sponsoring a segment coming up on the new radio show. He texts in saying that's a felony, apparently. So doing that could cost you some time. It's one of those, you got to know better. But yeah, a credit device. Female gymnast, huh? And when was the last time Mizzou had good news again?
Wow. Well, they beat Oklahoma State that one time in a Cotton Bowl. Was that it? Is that the last time?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was. And that might be the last time. It's been kind of all downhill since then, Joe.
That's just, I mean, there's no real reason to steal money in college. Everything's cheap. Just add on to credit. You let future, you know, like, Hoff, back when you were in college, you know, like, your meal plan money would be up. Or maybe you wanted to get that extra keg on the weekend for the house. You know who worried about that? Future Brian.
Yep.
You just tap into those student loans, and you know what? You go, ah, you know what? Hey, when I'm around 28, 29 years old, I'm going to look back at this and go, God, that was stupid. But, man, that was a good party. That's it. You let future Joe, future Brian, you let them worry about that. You don't have to be the one to do it. So, yeah, Dave Matters definitely stayed busy. He has he's definitely stayed busy these past 12 months or so. By the way, so Cardinals tonight, we haven't seen a lineup yet. When we do,
Joe,
we'll bring
it
to you.
Yeah. I've seen a lineup.
Oh, you have?
I've seen a lineup. The only lineup that
I had seen so far was that of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the only lineup I have seen posted so far today.
Well, I assure you the Cardinal lineup is better than that one.
Okay.
On this day, August 31st, Joe, it's the last day for waiver deals to make the playoff roster. Cardinal lineup is as follows. Matt Carpenter batting leadoff, batting first. Jed Jerkle behind him. He's playing short today. Brandon Moss back in the lineup, batting third. Johnny Peralta, cleanup again, batting is at third base. Molina, who's having quite the second half, is at catcher. Grichik in center, batting sixth. Hazel Baker in left. Greg Garcia, batting eighth, playing second. And Joe, the guy in the mound today is Luke Weaver. He's batting ninth.
It's a good lineup.
That is a good lineup.
Another good lineup. I was thinking this last night when Aledmys Diaz comes back. You put him back in second. Do you move Jerko to fifth in the lineup? Do you have him protecting or behind Moss and Piscotty?
Let's see. So Carpenter, Diaz, Moss, Piscotty. Is that how you're doing it? Okay.
Jerko. Yeah, Jerko, Molina, Peralta.
Wow, that's actually not a bad lineup.
And then Grichik.
Yeah, that's not a bad lineup.
And I guess I'm trying to see the other that works defensively, too, because Moss plays left field. Randall Grichik this month. I tried to do the I wanted to crunch the numbers today to see if he's just maybe been holding back on me this entire year for his potential. Do you realize he didn't get called back up until August 11th this month? August 11th is when Randall Grichik got called back up from the minors. Since then, 7 home runs, 7 doubles, 1 triple, 15 runs batted in. Had the game-winning RBI last night. You realize if he would do this for, 140 games like I wanted him, like I thought he should be in for, that he would have reached those numbers. He would have reached my predicted numbers, and I would look like a genius right now and bring it up every single day, which I think I've been doing most of August anyway. I think for the last 20 days or so, I've keep reminding people that I was partially correct, that I was correct that the potential was there. Because you look at Randall Grichik now and you go, wow, that is a guy that could hit 30 homers, 40 doubles, and 10 triples in a season, huh? It really is. And I could have been the guy to predict that. Who do I blame for that? Because it's not my fault for making a bad prediction. It's got to be somebody else's fault. Is it Randall Grichik's for not realizing his true potential? Is it Mike Matheny's for not playing him every day? Or is it Jeremy Hazelbaker's for stealing playing time from him at the beginning of the year? Who's the best person to blame on this?
Probably just Grichik for not playing well.
Kind of want to blame Hazelbaker. You were too good. Why did you get 5 hits on opening day? Was that what he did? Was it 5 hits on opening day? It's four or five. Whatever he did on opening day, that he that kind of set the mood for him stealing more and more playing time from him. Courtney D says Moss is your fourth place guy. Piscotty's a guy in your third hole. I mean, the way it's been, the way they've been kind of going with it, I think it's the, I wonder if it's based on where they like Piscotty or if it's the left-right factor. If that's something you look at when you put this lineup together. But Piscotty gets the day off today. Matt Garza pitching for the Brewers. You think they're going to make any moves today? You think they're? I mean, I don't know who's out there. I think was it Gould that pointed out that was it Axford, the John Axford deal of a few years ago when they kind of got somebody on that final day of August through waivers. And in all honesty, too, they could. I mean, just because today's the last day of August doesn't mean that they still won't go after another arm. I honestly can see them today or, you know, next week going and getting a guy off waivers. It's just that guy wouldn't play for them in the postseason. The names out there aren't going to be guys that are going to be shut down people for you in the seventh or eighth inning in games, right? Nobody out there is going to be that big of a game changer. You're really at the point right now where you're just looking for arms. You've only thrown 50 innings this year? Cool, get out there. Throw for us. Fanta Frank points out a good thing. Why is Wong sitting tonight?
I don't know. I was kind of wondering that too, actually. Maybe it's just they want to get Garcia a few more at-bats. Not quite sure about that.
That doesn't make sense with the two good games that he's pitched now in a row, or hit in a row. Especially since Greg Garcia apparently isn't feeling the best these days, right? He's dealing with some injuries. Why not keep the hot hand out there? That really doesn't make much sense at all. But you got to give Colton Wong credit, though. He came out and he said he wanted more playing time. He was upset with how little he was playing. I think he has shown that he is that he's deserving of anything he's going to get. That maybe there is still a spot for him on this team. Yeah, Wong, the past 2 days, 1-for-3 with a walk last night, 2-for-4 against them on Monday. That was when he had the home run in that game, too. This shows you how little Colton Wong's been playing lately, or this season for that part. Hoff, he's 3-for-7 in his last two games. That's good enough to raise his batting average 5 points.
Oof.
3-for-7 isn't that great. It's good for a two-game stretch. That shouldn't raise your batting average 5 points. Jeez. Hey, like I said, we're out here at Bomber O'Brien's here till 6 o'clock. South City Tone just stopped by. So Hoff, we don't even have to mail him out the prize for text of the day. All I have to do during the break is go out to my car and get it and hand it to him.
You know what? That's a good example that South City Tone is leaving. Just come to us to get your prize.
Right. You know what you're doing? You're making the people, the powers that be in the front office of Inside STL happy because you're saving them postage. Not only are you saving them postage, you're saving them an envelope. You're making the mail carriers take less from us when they come in to get the prizes, which most envelopes are labeled with the names of the people that text and email in. Never before in my life did I think I would see a piece of mail addressed to a Misty Plops. But sure enough, it happens here. I've sent out mail to a Cucky the Dwarf. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see that in my future in broadcasting school. But no, it happens here at here with Inside STL. So yeah, come on out, join us. Renny Knott's going to be on the show coming up in just a bit. If he has his phone. If he has his phone, Renny Knott will be calling in just a little bit. Hey, it's starting up next Thursday. Next Thursday is when week one of the NFL season is. Make sure you get in on DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football at DraftKings. Each and every week, you can pick a brand new team. And in week one, they plan on giving out $5 million in prizes, including a $1 million grand prize. You can play 1 week, and then you can pick a brand new team the following week. Play against friends and families, coworkers, and strangers on DraftKings.com. And hurry now, promo code 920 gets you to play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code 920 to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Back with the 4 o'clock hour after this.